At 7 minutes past seven, throughout the next 2 hours, extensive coverage on the life and times of former Taoiseach Albert Reynolds, who has passed away. But now we'll go to Valerie Cox for It Says in the Papers.
Gardaí tracking 30 Irish jihadi fighters. That's the lead this morning for the Irish Independent, where Tom Brady, Shane Phelan and Tom Warden compile a report that 30 jihadi fighters are using Ireland as a base while travelling regularly to conflict zones in Syria and Iraq, according to Garda intelligence. It says the group is being kept under close surveillance by Gardaí here and also under watch abroad by international police agencies. And inside the paper, Shane Phelan writes about a fighter who claims to be half Irish, half Nigerian, and who has been using social media to advise potential recruits. Also on the front of the Independent, Niall O'Connor reports that the head of debt-laden Irish Rail has come under fire after it emerged that he is on holiday in Mauritius as unions prepare to bring the rail network to a halt. The paper said it has confirmed that David Franks won't return to Ireland until Monday, during the middle of the second day of planned industrial action involving over 2,000 train workers. That story makes the lead for the Irish Daily Mail with rail strike, you say? Ah, well, life's a beach. Rory Giblin reporting that Mr. Franks has decided to go ahead with his 10-day break despite receiving official strike notification from the National Bus and Rail Workers Union on August 1st, almost 2 weeks before he went to Mauritius. But one man who has already abandoned his family holiday and returned to Downing Street is UK Prime Minister David Cameron. UK intelligence agencies are seeking the identity of the masked man with an English accent who was filmed beheading US journalist James Foley in Syria, writes Mark Hennessy in the Irish Times. And Mr. Cameron has returned for talks with his foreign secretary and intelligence and military officers. Also on the front of the Times, Kitty Holland reports that the terms of reference for the inquiry into the care given to the young woman who says she was raped and refused an abortion but later had her pregnancy delivered at 25 weeks are due to be published today. And Michael Clifford in the Irish Examiner says as of now, the only group pushing for changes to the abortion regime are those broadly in favour of widespread availability for the procedure. The majority is not of that mind, certainly not yet. So it is easy for scared politicians to ignore that lobby. Change will come, he writes. It is no longer sustainable to maintain laws that visit cruelty on the most vulnerable on the basis of one particular religion. The Examiner leads with a report that suicide tourism is on the rise, with the number of people travelling to Switzerland to take their own lives doubling in 4 years. Catherine Shanahan says two people from Ireland feature among the growing number of suicide tourists who take advantage of Right to Die organisations which assist people in taking their own lives. And that's according to a report published in the Journal of Medical Ethics. Blasted in front of his four kids, says the Irish Sun, referring to the killing of Andy Connors. Girl saw her daddy blasted to death, is the Irish Daily Star's headline. And the Herald says a woman has been arrested over the murder of Alan Ryan. In other stories, Trump on collision course over Doonbeg turbine plan, says the Independent. Charlie Weston reporting that the lodging of fresh plans with Clare County Council follows Mr. Trump declaring in May that the council had killed the prospect of wind turbines being erected near Doonbeg. Yesterday, the executive vice president of the Trump Organization said, if we conclude that it jeopardizes our investment at Doonbeg, we will do whatever is necessary to fight it and protect the beauty of our site. We have a very good track record of fighting these monstrosities. Finally, my boss thinks I'll be back at work on Monday. That's the new Rose of Tralee from Philadelphia, Maria Walsh. Sean Murphy in The Star says Maria hasn't told her boss yet of her win. And Maria said, I told him I was taking part in this crazy Irish festival. And he said, very good, just don't come back with a crown.